No. Boom.
It's time to harvest you.
Let's nourish our mama joy by living big and loving bigger. I'm Aubrey.
And I'm Teresa. And in this episode, we're talking about
the five love languages.
Welcome to our podcast. Let's get started harvesting you. This podcast is sponsored by A2D, Addicted to Dance Company. Check us out on the web, a2dance.com, where growing foundation, giving back to our community, and changing lives is our mission.
So if you had to pick a love language, what do you think your love language is? Words of affirmation, physical touch, receiving gifts, quality time, or acts of service?
Probably quality time.
Mm.
Yeah, I would say that's for sure. I think my husband's is not quality time. His is like physical touch, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I would suspect. But he's so weird about that, though, because when it is warm out, he's got to. This is do not touch me weather, where if it's above a certain temperature and he's hot, it's like he can't touch me. Don't get anywhere near me. It's too hot. So he has that where he's like, just I can't be anywhere near anybody. Like, it's too much.
He runs warm. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Which I don't have that, which is, you know, it's funny.
Yeah.
It is funny. Yeah. And Jack did an analysis recently on like what kind of learner he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he tested that he is an auditory learner.
Oh.
Which I found to be quite interesting. And I do not disagree with that. So I always give him verbal affirmations too, because he's not a, I'm sure it's not touch, or I think that's probably how he and it's interesting being different, like being in a family and everyone's love language is a little bit different.
Yeah.
And understanding that and being able to give what the other people need and being able to get what you need back too.
Right. Right. I grew up, my father, I can always remember he was a gift giver. So I found that was his love language. Like, he would come home with something like to give you and be so excited about it. I can remember being really super, super little and then working two jobs. And at his night job, he would be the dishwasher at a restaurant that used to be on top of Bloomingdale's. And he would go in the mall after and buy like a new record or something. And he'd be so excited about it and come home and like be super thrilled and like heart forward about sharing this with everyone. So it's interesting, like looking back, like you said, you grow up in this family unit and everybody has all these different love languages, you know, and, you know, same in this house, like we're all different, or some of us are a combo of two. So, but I think it's important mamas like to read that book by Gary Chapman. You'll understand a lot about yourself, a lot about your partner. And then there's a version for kids too. And you're like, oh, wow, my kid does do this, or he is more attracted to that. And it's a great book.
That's super helpful to understand. Because, you know, if you keep trying to do the same thing and it's not working in the way that we want to receive is not the way that others do. And so trying to give the way we want to receive doesn't always work.
And that comes down to communication. And when it comes to the kids, it comes down to kind of learning their behaviors and what's working and what's not working.
I'm Teresa with My Fix It Up Life. My husband Mark and I created My Fix It Up Life as a destination for DIYers, pro remodelers, and homeowners to benefit from our design, remodeling, tool tips, and how-tos to help make home projects easier. Connect with us, Mark and Teresa, at My Fix It Up Life.
So something I wanted to talk about today was, and it's just been on my mind, and I feel it's important to acknowledge that the change of seasons, it really affects how the change of environment, the change of seasons really affects our mama mojo. Even from waking up in the morning, waking up in the cold versus waking up when it's warm, I feel the need to jump into that shower to warm myself up because I'm just so cold, regardless, just for warm. And I found that, I'm not showing up as my best self for my kids in the morning. And that small hour in the morning sets the rest of their day. And I know that because I remember being a kid.
Absolutely.
This morning, I had one of those mornings where the environment, even though I did all my things, I did my routine, and then some, I don't know what it was, it just flicked me the other way. And what's important, I think, about bringing up this topic is knowing our love language. And there's 5 different love languages. And there's this book called The Love Languages by Gary Chapman, which I recommend any mama to read. There's also the 5 languages, love languages of children, which is a little different. And it helps you understand your child more. So the 5 love languages are words of affirmation, physical touch, receiving gifts, quality time, and acts of service. So this morning when I was having my moments and I could feel it, and when you get in that zone and you're like, it just doesn't matter. I'm just irritated. I just.
Hi, welcome to my world today. Yeah.
Hard, right?
Yeah, it is hard. It's hard to be unirritated. How to get out of that.
Yeah, it's like you get in this weird funk.
Yeah, especially with the weather not supporting my mood. The weather is not supporting me right now. And I need to do more work because of that.
And that's super important to recognize that, it's coming from you. Not coming from the weather. That's an excuse that we're using, right? We need to learn to adapt. I mean, we live on the side of the country where we do get to experience the 4 seasons. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the snowfall. I appreciate being able to experience the 4 seasons. Even though you'll hear me say many times, just put me in palm trees, sunshine, and an ocean for the rest of my life, and I'll be happy. And maybe that would change my mood. Maybe it would, but we live here right now. So I think finding and figuring out what 3 things would you say that you could do to change the funk that you're in, like a funk like today?
Yeah. What are the 3 things? I think trying to do what is quote normal, going through the motions of what I usually do helps. Cause sometimes in the act of a habit, then that funk kind of starts to shake a little bit, but that doesn't always work. And then another thing is just taking more time between things. So taking more time before reacting to something, saying, okay, I need to pause more today because my initial reaction is going to be no, go away, stop. Like, I need no more stimulus right now. I need nothing. I need calm. But that is not an option in my world, where I don't live by myself and I don't work by myself. So I need to have more patience and remember to have more patience and to not push too hard. I think pushing too hard is also another, that's a boundary into the abyss of where it just keeps going around in a little circle and it feeds the monster of irritation.
That merry-go-round. Yeah. That irritation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking that time, like, you know, I'll need more time to be quiet today. I'll need to say, and I said this to my husband recently, I need to be alone for a little bit right now. Mm-hmm. And instead of forcing an interaction, instead of pretending that I'm interested, because I can't take in anymore when I'm irritated. And the seasons, it's not the season's fault. It's not the weather's fault. But it's easier to be in a great mood when everything's going our way, right? Mm-hmm. When we have, everyone's happy, everyone's successful, everyone's healthy, the sun is shining, we have tons of time, that's easy. It's hard when things are not going exactly according to plan and we have to do a little extra. And when our kids are cleaning up after themselves, or if like there's a mess walking into each room, it's like, oh my gosh, why can't you just pick up your stuff? You know, there's lots of sources of that. And I think it's also because they're feeling the season too.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, this morning, I mean, and maybe every morning, no one just moves as quickly as I'd like them to. I mean, Ava is someone, she can get herself ready, packed. Yeah, she's ready before anybody. Chase just, he gets out of the shower and then he lays back in bed and then he's still not dressed and just takes a little longer. And I'm like, let's go. Because my whole theory on being on time is, being on time, you're late. You need to be early. You can't just show up at that time that you're supposed to be there. You need to be a few minutes early. That's respectful. It gives you time. You don't feel rushed. And I've always lived that by that motto, and not everybody in my house lives by that motto. So there's resistance between, you know, the way he moves, the way I move. And then I end up yelling, and then, you know, this morning my husband just kind of got in my face and grabbed my arms and was like, I know this isn't who you want to be. I know this isn't how they're going to leave and you're going to feel terrible if you keep living up here. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to back off, even though I was still irritated, but I just backed off. And then that brought me to the thought of, you know, the five love languages, and we've got four different personalities in the house, and we do the same routine every morning, getting ready for school. But as a mama, it can be very trying because I need to get them up and out so I can get myself dressed and ready to show up to film a podcast, right? When we have those, our own deadlines that we need to get to, it's like, but I need to make sure you're done and you've got all your stuff together so then I can go do me. And I think sometimes, depending on what your work life, home life, mom life is, that can be taken advantage of too, because mama's always there, right? Mm-hmm. Mama, where's my jacket that I like to wear to school? Well, did you look? No. Boom. Yeah. And those little tiny triggers. So coming back, kind of reminding, yeah, I needed to like walk away for a minute. I needed to have a moment to catch my breath because I wanted to be able to hug and kiss and get all the warms before everybody left, so they felt warm too, you know, never leave your home or your loved one without, you know, saying goodbye and giving them a hug and a kiss, because you don't know.
Yeah.
And you don't ever want to, you don't ever want to leave like that. Plus it feels bad on both ends.
It does feel terrible. And it is, like you say, it's important to set up their day in a positive way, because that sets the tone for their day, especially kids. I mean, I think it's important, because walking into school and being unhappy, being frustrated and being sad or being angry or whatever that negative feeling is, doesn't give them a positive space to learn and grow and be their best. So sometimes I think it is important to quiet down what we're feeling for that.
Yeah,
the sacrifice for sure that we make. But I think it's also important to address it as well with ourselves.
Do you get Jack's things together and prepped the night before, or do you find yourself doing a little bit of both?
So now that Jack he's 13, I don't do a lot of stuff for him like I used to. I still do make his lunch every day, but I make it in the morning because he has complained about it if I make it at night. He's so very
tastes the same. Sure. Yeah,
very particular.
It's fresh.
And it's easy. It literally takes me 5 minutes to put his lunch together because he eats the same thing every day. He won't eat lots of different things. He won't buy his food. So, you know, he likes to have what he has in his lunch. And that's easy. There's no question about what he wants. As far as other things, I will ask him if he's needs to charge his laptop. And that's where I leave it. So what he puts into his bag, how he packs, that he has his homework done. You know, sometimes I'll ask him if he did his homework. And now that he's older, he will say, "Mom, I have homework tonight. I will forget to do it. Can you remind me later?"
Oh, that's great that he has that like intention when he gets home to tell you to remind him.
Which is nice. But then also he will say to me, at 9 o'clock at night, "Mom, I didn't do my homework. Can you wake me up a little bit early tomorrow so I can do it?" And so it's like on the edge of responsible. Like, we're getting close to being responsible. He's not in a place where he can do it himself totally yet, but he knows he needs a little bit of help being reminded and to be able to do all that stuff for himself. So, but he will tell you that he is not a child because he has told me he is no longer a child because he's a teenager.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Chase is not organized in that way. Sunday nights, I will say, bring me put your Chromebooks on the fireplace and I will charge them. If your Chromebook doesn't make it on the fireplace, it's not charged for the next morning. And theirs lasts pretty much during the week, or they'll have to recharge them. They have the option to charge them at school, which is nice. But my kids wear uniforms and we're very picky about, I've learned over the years, it's taken me now 9 years to not buy multiple uniforms. It's not, they don't wear the same one. So I'm basically washing the same pair of pants. He's specific about the pants every night, and except when they have dress down day or they have gym or something. And last week we came to a moment where I forgot. I have a routine where I throw them in the dryer for the second time just to make them extra dry, and because sometimes the waistband isn't fully dry, you know, and they were wet. And I said, "Why don't you wear your gym uniform to school?" And unfortunately, he was like, "No, I'll get in trouble." And I said, "So school would rather you be late or not come in then wear your gym uniform and go to school when there's other kids in other grades wearing their gym uniform. And I felt some kind of way about that because being how these kids are right now and how much they've lost time-wise and just socialization and everything that's going on in the world, we're really going to come down to these things. So I was like, you know what? Go back to bed. I'll wake you up when your pants are dry and I'm going to send a letter and let school know that, you know, he was going to come, but he was too afraid that he was going to get in trouble. He's not doing laundry. I'm doing laundry. So yeah, that happened. And I guess I'm kind of leading into that where it's like, we have to give these kids some grace. There's so much pressure on them. And then I have, you know, Ava, who is a little more organized. Where's my school stuff the night before? Oh, well, it's in the dryer. You know, if it's not in, she's like in panic mode again, like certain skirt has three skirts. We'll only wear the one skirt. So I'm washing it every night, which is fine. But that puts a lot of pressure on the parents, right? And they are still kids. They're not adults that need to go to work and are going to be, you know, late for work because their pants aren't dry and they can't put on another pair of pants. So I found a little frustration in that when that happened last week. Chase is never late for school. He always ends up out the door on time, even though he moves a lot slower than I'd like him to. But that particular instance where I was like, well, you're already up and showered. Just put your gym pants on. I'll run them over to you if it's that big of a deal. No, every teacher will have something to say. Someone will yell at me. And like that pressure that like nobody needs that.
Yeah.
No child needs that. Why are you in those? Well, clearly for a purpose, you know, not because I felt like wearing them. I have half the uniform on. So it was just easier to miss class, which isn't helping. It's hurting.
No, because showing up is important, but
yeah.
And Jack doesn't have the option of charging his laptop at school, and he can wear whatever he wants. And so he does. And that's easy. That's easy for him because he's not particular about what he wears. He doesn't care. He just grabs whatever and throws whatever on. And he's easy that way. But sometimes he doesn't have his laptop charged. And he will go to school and say, you know, the laptop has like 30% battery, whatever the number is. And he's like, it should be all right. It should be okay. And then it works out that it's fine.
Well, that's great because they're mostly on there working from their laptops, which I find very frustrating because I make Chase write because he's not a great writer.
Yeah.
How are you going to learn to write if you're constantly typing? So I think that now our school in particular is starting to implement writing more, but you know, they spent a good year and a half at least, and then continuing on these, on screens, on typing on screens, on answering on screens, on testing on screens, you know, except for like math when you have to show your work, but that's different. That's not handwriting. Now girls, when it comes to like a dress down day for Ava, oh, I'm thankful she's in a uniform because I couldn't take that every day. And I remember being in high school picking my outfit out the night before or giving myself options the day of, and it being such a struggle. And looking back, it's like, why was it such a struggle? But I don't know, girls are a little different in that way of how they want to show up or how they want to look. And I felt like at that point in my life, I didn't know the things I knew now. And just by showing up and feeling good and being proud of the clothing you have and what you chose that day should be good enough.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks of your shirt or your pants or your shoes or.
Yeah.
That's the stuff we have to get away from. So, but for her sake, I am thankful for right now we have a uniform.
Yeah, I did like having a uniform when I was in grade school. And then in high school, I didn't. I wore a sweatshirt like every day. So It was easy, like a different college sweatshirt. I remember I would wear a different one every day, and that's just what I wore. And it was easy because, you know, I wanted it to be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy's good. Yeah. You don't have to put too much thought into that. There's other things that are going to come up in your day that are a heck of a lot more important than what shirt you put on that day, right?
Yes.
But what shirt you put on that day does make you feel good, right? I looked through my closet this morning. I was like, oh, what do I want to wear? What do I want to wear for the podcast? Well, number one, I'm cold. Still, I'm cold. So we're going to go with that.
Yeah, it is. I am thankful because my husband has been driving Jack to school, so I haven't had to go out in the cold in the morning. Mm-hmm. And when I do have to go out in the morning, he does start my car most of the time for me and turn the heat on. So I'm not freezing. Cozy. Yeah. Because once I get cold, I can't get uncold very easily. Like I start to shake.
It's like in your bones, right? It's like it's cold just, to the bone.
Yes. And meanwhile, he's outside and he's like in a t-shirt and he's fine. Like once he starts moving around outside, he gets hot and he takes off his jacket and there he is. And I don't understand.
I was at the barn last night and it wasn't even really a cold night per se. Like she's been there in 25 degree weather. I think last night it was like 32 when I got in the car and I was so cold and I come prepared. I have my hat, I have my jacket, I'm layered. I have my gloves. So my legs were so cold. And I was like, I had warm leggings on. And the guy next to me, he had heated gloves, a heated jacket. And I looked at him and I said, I am so jealous of you right now. And he said, these gloves alone were the best investment that I have made myself. Now I do have a heated jacket, but I got the heated jacket when heated jackets like first came out. So the battery pack is legitimately like this big. So you got to carry it around with you. So I came home last night and I said, okay, this is ridiculous. And I ordered myself a heated vest. And I said, Ava, we'll share it. Like you try it and see if it works for you. Cause she doesn't like to wear anything puffy or big when she's riding. And I found a really good deal on Amazon on them because they're everywhere right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, investing in some heated gear when you are cold to the bone is worth the investment.
Yes. A heated vest is wonderful. I have three of them.
Oh, you do? I would be in that right now. I will wear it every day in the house. You're going to see me in the same outfit, guys, for the next couple months because I'm always cold. I have a blanket on my lap right now and a heater right by me.
Oh, yeah. I used to be colder all the time and I would wear the heated vest in the house. I've got one that goes under a coat that's like slim. I have like a puffy one and I have one with a hood.
Oh, does the hood get warm?
The neck gets warm.
Ah, I made sure to buy one where the neck got warm. I saw the difference and I was like, that's important.
Huge difference. Huge difference.
Good. I'm glad I went there.
I have heated glove liners so I can put gloves over the heated liner.
Okay. That's cool. Okay, you're hooked up.
Heated insoles too that go in my shoes or my boots.
I need to get them for her riding boots. That's a good idea. I never thought about heat. Now, I did stick the heated packs, like the old school when we would go skiing. Uh-huh. We have a bunch of them.
Those are good. I sometimes stick them in my back pocket if we're like doing a project outside in the winter.
Yeah.
Because then it heats up my derriere. And then that warm. Yes. And that warms me up from the bottom.
From the bottom up.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
And before I forget, mamas, if you love our podcast, please make sure to subscribe, comment, like, engage in our conversation. The more you share and like and comment, the more our podcast can organically grow to other mamas all over the world.
Yes. No, that's really important.
Bringing mama unity.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, helping each other and being here and being a soundboard, you know, like we're reflecting what is reality and putting a little bit of a, you know, closer look at things that we tend not to think about commonly throughout the day. You take a pause and just take a reflection on these different topics that we talk about on the podcast. You know, take a half hour and think about it. And then how much we get out of it is huge.
Yeah. And how does it affect you? How can you relate with us? Like, tell us, we want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting kids ready in the morning. Hello.
Yeah. That's a tough one. And as much as you prepare the night before, or you'll say you'll get up extra early in the morning, or you do your own thing, sometimes you get in your own way, which is, I feel like I got in my own way today.
Yeah, I almost got in my own way. I really was on the edge of that too. And I can't blame the weather.
Yeah, I know. It's a cop out. It's an excuse.
But I would like Mama Nature to brighten up my day a little bit soon.
Well, you heard we have 6 more weeks of winter coming, right?
That's the time we feel.
Yeah. That was this morning.
I know.
I'm like, keep calm. Summer's coming. Keep calm. But then again, I don't want to rush these times. So that brings me to a topic about living life mundane, where it becomes mundane.
We have 5 minutes left.
5 minutes left.
We have to restart.
Okay. Well, then we won't get on that topic yet.
Why don't we stop and restart?
Yep. Thank you for joining us.
Really weird to look at myself and look at myself like this.
Two screens.
Too many Teresas.
Ah! Never too many Teresas.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you for joining us, everyone. We hope you will continue.
Yes, please continue. Please keep tuning in and subscribe.
Check out our website, harvestingyou.com. Lots of fun info on there, lots of inspiring blogs, and you can grab our podcast from there. Also Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, you can watch us. I know I'm missing some. iTunes. All the things, right?
Yes. Wherever you can get a podcast, we're pretty much on there. So I hope that you'll stream us, listen to us in the car on your way to your errands, and check us out on YouTube when you have a minute to yourself to chill out, and we're here for you.
That we are.
Until next time, keep harvesting you. Bye-bye. Now I'm gonna shut some things off here.